This I Believe. Mary Stanton is program director of the National Conference of Christians and Jews in Los Angeles. As a consultant to the U.S. Children's Bureau in Washington, she organized the first federal program under the Social Security Act for guardianship of children of members of the armed forces. She is the author of The Law of Guardian and Ward and many articles on social work and child welfare. Here now is Dr. Mary Stanton.
I believe in God. These words from the Apostles' Creed were taught me by my father and mother, as well as the belief that man is made in the image of God. By word and example, they taught me that the greatest of these is charity. They never turned a beggar away. As true pioneers, they nursed friends and strangers day and night. My parents also taught me pride in the democracy which my ancestors had helped to build in America. They imbued me with ideas of social justice and courage to work for the rights of all men. When the time came to choose my life's work, I selected teaching and social work. At that time, the needy, typified by the beggars of my childhood, were legion due to the Depression. As a social worker, I faced a searching analysis of welfare programs. It was a decision between backdoor begging with wood yards for the unemployed and tents for tuberculars on windswept hills, or social and health services to protect millions against the hazards of unemployment, bad housing, physical disability, the death of the wage earner, and old age. I decided that the highest quality of charity, or love for mankind, would be attained only through the latter program. Having this belief, I have never ceased to work for its acceptance. In recent months, my belief in God and man has been truly confirmed. In January 1953, I was suddenly taken ill. After returning from surgery to the hospital room, I asked my sister for the diagnosis. She replied softly, "The doctor will tell you when he comes." Next morning, the surgeon told me. He assured me that I could be cured after several months of treatment and surgery. A few days before, he was a stranger to me. Now, my life was in his hands. At that moment, faith transcended all. It was God, the surgeon, and I. When he left, a nursing sister came in. She held my hand in hers and said quietly, "Doctor told you." I could only nod my head. In fact, the diagnosis was so unbelievable that I could not let it pass my lips. I trusted implicitly in God, in the skill of the surgeon, the devotion of the sisters and nurses, and the loving prayers of family and friends. From many walks of life, from various creeds and races, came family, friends, and strangers. Included were former students, professional co-workers, nuns, clergymen, and a cardinal. Money was offered, blood was donated. A doctor who is so afflicted that he counts 10 before taking a step made 3 round trips of 70 miles each to bring assurance and beautiful roses. My 90-year-old father wrote, "Do not worry. If you worry, you are beat. You take it easy. I will take it up with God." After 3 periods of hospitalization, and exactly 2 months from the day of diagnosis, the surgeon joyously told me that I was completely cured. I like to refer to it as my first-class miracle. I am now firmly convinced that I would not wish to have been spared this terrifying illness, because through it, graces were showered so abundantly upon me, and love was poured forth so generously that only firm belief in God and man could be so genuinely rewarded.
That was Dr. Mary Stanton of the National Conference of Christians and Jews.